Due to the leadership of our dean of the college, Elaine Turner, she started 3 years ago a program that keeps growing and growing. We call it Change the World Boot Camp. And so this past summer, we had 38 high school students on campus. It's really called the Florida Youth Institute, but because of what we try to address, out of the 10 billion people we're going to have in the world over the next 40 years, we actually nicknamed it Change the World Boot Camp. And so these kids spend a week on campus. They live in our dormitories, and they visit with our faculty on discussing this challenge of feeding a growing population. And they try to come up with ideas, and then they actually make presentations defending the ideas that they have on undertaking this challenge. So there's a method to our madness in bringing these high school kids here, because in the end, we hope to recruit them as freshmen to come to the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at the University of Florida. But even if we can't, we want them to begin thinking about how the world feeds these 10 billion people by the time these students will be in their 40s and 50s. And we're actually picking the five best students who give the best presentations, sending five of them, all expenses paid, to Des Moines, Iowa during the World Food Prize ceremonies that happens there every October. And then that way they meet international leaders as they participate in what they call the Global Youth Institute, which is part of the whole ceremony. One of these kids that I got to know, I'm very impressed with, her name's Lauren Roberts. She's from Trenton High School. She's been a backyard beekeeper for years, and she's got to work when she came here with Dr. Jamie Ellis, who in my opinion is, if not the best bee scientist in the country, at least one of the best. And she impressed the panelists with her presentation on how Kenyans in Africa suspend beehives from wire ropes along the perimeter of village gardens. And when elephants threaten to trample their food plots, they shake the hives and agitate these aggressive Africanized bees, and the stings send the elephants into retreat. They never seem to come back. So it's a great example of how we at UF IFAS begin preparing people to take on the grand challenges of our time before they're even old enough to apply to the university as freshmen. And because we know there's a severe shortage of qualified college graduates to fill all these jobs in the ag and natural resources arena these days, it's a way that, you know, we're trying to fill the pipeline with future talent.